You are listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak today, and it is the final weekend for SAC Open Studios. It's a free event featuring more than 230 local artists. We have with us three of those artists, and you can expect to run into them at the event. Hopefully joining us today is Kat Helsha. Welcome to Insight.
Woo, thanks.
And also Trina Fernandez and Natalie Valentina.
Hello.
Great to have all three of you here. Natalie, let's start with you. Okay. What does your work focus on?
Well, I'm a visual artist, so I do a lot of painting and drawing, and I've done printmaking in the past. It's not very high concept. I like drawing portraits or figurative work. It's usually surrounded by images of nature, so things that I think are pretty that I want to recreate.
How did you find yourself getting into that zone where it's...
I'm inspired by a lot of illustration and Art Nouveau and anime, so a lot of those styles I just kind of try and recreate.
Mm-hmm. And Kat, what themes are you working to explore?
I work on, like, what it means to be Canadian, Chinese, and American living in America.
All rolled into one.
Yeah. I kind of touch on some religious stuff just because of my relationship with my mom and her relationship with God.
And you bring that out through your work. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's all sorts of fun.
Uh-huh. Is it cathartic?
It's therapeutic. It's kind of like having my own counselor.
Yeah.
In my art.
I've heard that before. I mean, they use art as a way to counsel people. So
yeah, it's it helps me process through some like things that I think about or like, you know, things that happened between me and my mom or like my parents or just in life in general. And I'm just like, oh yeah, like this makes more sense now.
Uh-huh. And Trina, your style, your influences, how would you describe everything?
Oh, my style. I work a lot on like dead media. So I do stuff on VHS tapes. I work in like anti-archival things. So I have some plant work based. I mean, I don't work with plants, but you know, I'm incorporating a lot of that stuff. So I think it talks a lot about, oh, golly.
How do you determine the point at which a media is dead?
We don't use it anymore. Yeah, like VHS tapes. It's, you know.
Because that happened with like vinyl, and then all of a sudden it's back again. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure tapes are never going to come back.
I think you're probably right. I have a whole bag of them up in the attic.
Yeah.
So SAC Open Studios is in its 13th year now. I didn't realize it had been around that long. And have any of you been a part of it before?
I have.
You have, Kat.
Oh, just once. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Last year?
No, it was like a couple of years ago with CCAS. So.
Uh-huh. And how do you expect it to be different this year?
Well, I'm in a totally different space this year. Last time I was in like, I think they had rented out spaces where like Evan's Kitchen is. But now I'm sharing a studio space with Trina. We kind of just turned her backyard into a whole thing, and it's going to be a great kind of pop-up experience.
And yeah, and I guess for people that don't really understand how this works, you literally get to walk into people's art space.
Yeah.
That someplace where you wouldn't normally be allowed in.
Mm-hmm. Right. It could be their home studio, it could be a collective or a gallery space, and you can just walk right in and see their artist process.
And Natalie, how does Verge Center for the Arts coordinate with all of these artists? That seems like a big undertaking.
It is a big undertaking. It takes many months. Shout out to Ariana for putting that all together. But
and it's beyond Sacramento now.
It's the
city proper.
It's right. It's like the greater Sacramento region. This year featured West Sacramento as well. So it goes all the way down to like Delta towns down there. So it's pretty vast.
And you can find the open space near you by going onto the website, I assume?
Yep. There's an online guide, version of the guide, but you can also grab the guide around different parts of the city, and that has maps in the back and all the artist names and where they're listed.
And it goes beyond just looking at the art you can buy at these?
Definitely, yeah. So some artists might be doing demonstrations, so you can really talk about like what they do and how they do it, but then many of the artists will have their work for purchase as well, and I think that's what a lot of people are trying for.
Are hoping for, right?
Yeah, me included, yep.
These starving artists, as we always hear, right?
Yeah.
And last year I was the looky-loo, you know, looking at all of the fantastic art that I saw, mainly in the ice blocks. Mm-hmm. Ice blocks, right? I always confuse ice house, ice blocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, and This year, I've saved aside, a little aside over the past year so that I can go beyond looking. So I'm excited to see all of these different ones. And that's a huge amount, too. What did I say off the top? More than 230 artists. Yeah. Is this the biggest year? Do you guys know?
Yeah, definitely. It's like almost doubled from last year, I think.
Almost double?
Yeah. I think it was like 130 or so last year, so pretty close.
Okay, so I'm talking with three artists involved in SAC Open Studios. We've got Trina Fernandez and Kat Helsha and Natalie Valentina. And Trina and Kat, you mentioned that you're sharing a space. How did you get involved?
Well, we did art in college together, Kat and I. And
locally?
Yeah, SAC State. Uh-huh. We graduated around
Stingers
the same
up.
Time.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You were on the
call
SAC State
here.
Campus.
Yeah, no, well, we did art together in college. We had a show together called Generalization about our Asian American identities. And 10 years later, we are back at it, kind of doing a second experience, looking at where we're at as 30-year-olds in America. Yes.
How does it feel? I mean, art is incredibly personal. And then, so when you send it to a gallery, you know, they put it up for people to see. But in this case, not only do you have your personal art, but people are coming into your space where you make it on top of it. So how does that feel? How do you process that?
Well, I think with our exhibit, we're calling it the Asian Room. So we kind of wanted to make it an experience of being in a personal space of kind of Asian identity. So it kind of fit in perfectly for us as far as like inviting people into our home to explore this side of us. So it's kind of it was kind of neat thinking about having that open to the public, because this is something that we did keep private, you know, our identities and our work and stuff like that for a long time.
And is it up to each artist how you, you know, other things you may add in, like music or wine or something? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to serve wine at the...
Yeah. I got a cool Spotify playlist, so Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun experience for people to be in our homes. And from last weekend, just being at different studios, it was amazing to see how many different people work and how many different places there are in Sacramento for people to do this type of stuff.
Yeah. And of your friends in the art community, are there some spaces you're like, how are they going to let the public in there?
I've seen some pretty messy studios that have gotten really cleaned up for the event. So, yeah.
What do you want viewers of your art to take away, Natalie?
Oh, well, I'm not going to be doing a demonstration or anything, and it's also not in my studio.
Oh, okay.
So,
And so artists have that option also.
Right, they do. And so there's not going to be a lot of my art process for the public to view. And I always enjoy seeing what other people interpret from my work, like see how close it is to my intention or how far it is. And I kind of enjoy all of that part of it. But yeah, whatever questions it raises for the viewer is interesting to me. And I like having that conversation with people.
Yeah. And Kat, you deal with some really interesting themes, as you mentioned. What do you hope people take away from that? You said how it affects you, how you use it therapeutically. Do you expect the same thing from the people that are looking at it?
I kind of just want people to feel uncomfortable like I feel.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm hoping for that.
Do you look at like facial expressions? Like, are they wincing? Are they?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I do like to people watch, and so I will certainly be watching people exhibit or this open studio tour. But definitely, like, I'd love to have conversations with people and like just see what they kind of take from it. And like Natalie said, like, you know, how they interpret it and how different it is or how similar it is.
What are some of the more exaggerated examples that you've had from people that are looking at your art, and maybe some of those conversations that you had after?
Well, there's a lot of like noodle imagery in my work. And
noodle like ramen?
I always think of them as Asian noodles. But I showed work once at Sac State in I think the English Tutoring Center or something, and a lot of the student feedback was like, oh, it's like spaghetti. And I was like,
no.
Oh, interesting. Like, Like, I, like it's no, a it's noodle, not. But like it's just like an interesting way to talk about it that I never thought about before. And I was like, oh, okay.
So does that spaghetti artist?
Yeah.
Does that affect at all then future art that you do? Like, you're like, I need it to be less spaghetti-ish.
No, I just keep at it, and it's just like fun for me. Like, I just like creating the art the way that I want to create it, but the interpretations are fun for me to hear.
All right. Well, I wish you all the success as this event unfolds over the weekend. We've already had one weekend down, right? And then this next one ahead. It is the SAC Open Studios. You can find more information on this, of course, on our website at capradio.org/insight. You've just heard from Trina Fernandez, Kat Helsha, and Natalie Valentina. Their art is on display during the SAC Open Studios. Thank you all for being on Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is none other than Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley.